Wild horse herds are overrunning federal and tribal lands in the American West. The population numbers about 50,000, and one way of controlling it is by injecting the horses with birth control. The federal government also looks for people to adopt them, but tribes have another, more controversial option. They can send unwanted horses to foreign slaughterhouses. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonzi of the Northwest News Network has more from Central Oregon.
Jason Smith is the range manager for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. He's offered me a ride in his pickup truck to look for wild horses on the tribe's reservation in Central Oregon. It takes just a few minutes to find the first group, then another pair. There are more around the next bend, chestnuts, bays, Appaloosas, and pintos. They seemingly graze wherever they want along the back roads of this arid reservation.
You're looking at a mare that's probably got a foal on her right there. The reason she's so ribby and high backbone is poor vegetation, overgrazed system, and she may have age on her. So,
wild horses around here have grazed the brown hills practically down to the nub. Smith also points out trampled, eroded stream banks.
So that affects the fisheries and water quality.
To cut down on the population, Smith says his tribe organizes small roundups of wild horses. Cowboys have captured more than 4,000 animals in the last 4 years for sorting at a central corral.
The hard part is finding a place to take them or send them once you capture them.
Smith says the highest quality horses may be put up for adoption or trained to become saddle horses. The others, the majority, are sold to a feedlot. They mostly end up at meatpacking plants in Canada or Mexico. Horse slaughter is effectively banned in the U.S. Wild horses gathered from federal lands are kept in indefinite holding if they can't be adopted out. But Native American tribes have more flexibility than federal agencies by virtue of their status as sovereign nations. Activist Marika Rupi of Mosier, Oregon, says thousands of wild horses were sent to slaughter in Canada from several Northwest reservations this year.
These roundups, the ones that I have personally witnessed, are very cruel and inhumane and very disturbing.
One thing that outraged observers like Rupi was seeing terrified foals separated from their mothers in central Washington state. Rupi says she also observed wild horses with broken jaws and deep wounds delivered to a private off-reservation corral.
I understand that it's a very touchy situation. I understand that Native Americans have not been dealt a very fair hand. And I think that many people outside of the reservations are very wary of calling them out, per se, or at least bringing attention to what's going on with their tribal horses.
The question of how to proceed in some ways boils down to different worldviews. People from animal advocacy groups describe wild horses as intelligent, magnificent creatures, symbols of the West, and the embodiment of freedom on the open range. On the reservation, rodeo champion Smith says the horse is a really respected animal, but fits another category.
Warm Springs has always considered the horse as their livestock. It's just like cattle is their livestock. So, you know, we love our horses. They're our tool. They're our workforce.
Smith says he's looking forward to the next wild horse inventory on the Warm Springs Reservation next spring. He's hoping to see a major decline in numbers from the nearly 6,000 horses counted in an aerial survey in 2011. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonzi in Warm Springs, Oregon.